Welcome back to Ashaholics, brought to you by JulieLand.com. I'm here with a repeat guest who I love so much, and she loves to hate you. Her name is Lexi Sindel.
Hello, everyone.
Now, when we had Lexi here before, we got to know a little bit about her. But instead, today we're going to have a theme to this episode, and today's letter is P. We're going to be talking about pegging, pee, penis, pussy, play, prolapse, plugs, and even pirating porn, just because I felt like this was a good letter today. So first, Lexi, since, you know, I do a lot of pegging on your site, do you have any advice for those who are curious about pegging or, you know, like to be pegged? Because we talk about guys that come up in the studio or, you know, even your sessions sometimes. There's a process involved to anal. And men, you have to know this process as well.
Yes. If you don't like to fuck yourself, nobody else will want to fuck you.
That's fantastic advice.
Get very comfortable with your own asshole. Use dildos, plugs, whatever. If you can't do it to yourself, I don't want to do it to you.
And lots of lube. Appropriate lube, that is. So on top of pegging, let's see. Do you like pegging, guys? Does it do anything for you? How does it feel to like just wear the strap on? It's got to feel a little powerful.
Yeah, I think I was a little scared of it at first because dealing with a man's butthole is not something that I aspired to be when I was little. But I do like wearing the cock. There's something about taking a guy in the ass that's just very powerful. Look at him.
He just looks so scared over there. How are you doing over
there? I'm not scared.
I don't know. You look scared.
I'm not scared. I just want to know what are the tips? What would make a great peg session? Is it the guy's butthole's got to be shaved and clean and smooth?
Yeah, shaved, clean. Like, come on. I was talking about this last night, how there's a double standard with, you know, personal grooming with men and women. It's like, listen, shave your balls, shave your butthole, do what you got to do. Like, there's nothing grosser than like a wet, hairy butthole.
Oh my God, that's the name of my favorite band.
Wet, hairy butthole? Oh God. Sounds like a metal band for sure.
Now, my other question is, I asked you, do you have a different size strap on for different size buttholes or is it one size fits all?
I definitely have a couple one size fit all. Like, they're usually like skinnier at the tip. Like, long and skinny is the way to go. And you can adjust. But I tend to be a size queen with the strap on. I only like to fuck with guys that can take a big one. Like, it's just, I mean, it's pathetic to have like a little tiny dick in their butt.
It's not impressive, really. You're still humiliating them, but not really as much as you could.
And it just shows like what a baby they are. I'm like, listen, you take a shit every day. Like,
do you remember?
Like, you can take something bigger than my thumb. Like, quit it. Stop. Like,
do you remember the first time you did it?
I don't remember.
Like, it wasn't that memorable.
I just wonder how it came up. Hey, so what are you doing tonight? I don't know. Let's watch TV. Would you fuck me in the ass?
I was freaked and grossed out by it when I was like 20 and starting as a dom. I was like, oh, I don't know. Then finally, I think somebody talked me into it. And I was kind of like touch and go with it for years. And then I just really started getting into it, and I became really well known for it, like all over video.
Is it one of your favorite sex acts or performance things that you like to perform if you had to list?
Yeah, I definitely like doing it more than most things because I guess there aren't that many girls that can actually fuck well with the strap on is what it comes down to. So
no, it really does. Like, I can tell you that as a girl performer, I won't receive strap-ons because so many girls are awful at it.
Really?
Huh. I don't like it.
You have to have a little bit of strength, a little bit of flexibility.
I think you have to have rhythm.
Rhythm too, yeah. I mean, I do push-ups into guys' assholes. I just like really destroying them. It's so much fun.
You're mean.
You know, Dick, there's actually names for each of the dildos in the studio. I mean, they come with them, but they're... What are some of the names again? We were naming them off for the last guy.
We have the Big Ben, the Standing Tall... I copied one of my girlfriends and got hers the Man of War.
Wasn't there a Latin Lover?
The Latin Lover. The Latin Lover.
And I think you should have one just called Waldo. Where's Waldo? It's in my ass.
Waldo bald is
that's
gone.
Perfect.
No. Latin lover's uncut.
He is uncut. That's what I was wearing. Big and purple. Oh so God. The next P word that we're going to move on to, which I think goes along hilariously with pegging, is prolapse. What is up with prolapse?
Oh my God.
What are your thoughts on prolapse?
I
want to
kill everybody whose butthole is falling out of them.
It's so unprofessional.
So unprofessional. I mean, did you work with Slutbottom Chris?
I don't know that I did.
I don't. Maybe not. Maybe that's the name. Or I can no, never you did with Tiffany.
I can never
yeah,
remember
that was
their names. I can just remember.
And you're not supposed to though.
You just They're did just... last week. That guy.
Oh, the yeah. double sided pink fuck tube. What were we
yes,
calling him?
Yes, double sided pink fuck tube.
He gave himself that name. Yeah. I just want to let you know.
He prolapses sometimes, but that's okay because I love him and that's fine.
What do you do?
Huge stuff.
What do you do when it does? Do you have to?
I've done it to him once when I was really shoving shit up him that I shouldn't have been, but but it's there's like a little system to it. I think I had some, maybe I had my fist in, I don't know, but you have to like use one hand to hold back the butthole while you like take out the other object so it stays inside because I don't want to see it. Like I honestly, I think it's so gross.
I think it
is.
It looks like
and
an
I feel
alien.
Bad for like girls that are, you know, like some girls that I really like are starting to prolapse and I feel bad for them because they can't go get it fixed unless they're not going to do anal anymore. And
but
obviously if they've gotten
money.
To that point through doing lots of anal,
yeah,
it's unfortunate. I clicked on a video recently on accident. Like oh,
it cost me $29.95, but it was
no,
an accident.
No, it wasn't an accident. Yeah, we'll get into piracy in a second. I clicked on it, and it's like, no, don't lick there, please.
Oh,
no.
Are you looking at prolapse party?
No, it was on a tube site, like and yeah, the one girl's licking the other girl's prolapse. I'm like, come on, fucking A.
Okay, so before we kill every single boner on this podcast, we're going to turn...
You already did.
Awful. We're going to turn to pirating. Yes, pirating is our new subject. So it was actually brought up to me today in an email, and I'm sorry this is the first time you're hearing about it, but you work through clips for sale sometimes, yes?
Yes.
And there's a Russian website that is taking all of your jerk-off instruction and another jerk-off instruction company that I've worked for, and they're reselling your clips in Russia. So how do you feel about this? Do you know a way around the pirating? What's going on with this pirating war?
I don't know.
Well, it's
well,
basically...
Soon enough, there will be no more new porn
well,
produced. And you will just be happy with what the...
The way I look at it is simply this. If it would take, it's a full-time job trying to get people to stop using stuff illegally. Full-time job, mm-hmm. easily. And you can't, you know, if you want to do that, you can't. I've caught people with my shit and I've just sent them cease and desist or emails. There's a couple sites out there that will help you find stuff and stop it. But it's a full-time job. You have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth the time and energy to get somebody to stop doing something they shouldn't be doing?
I pay people to, you know, like I have to pay people to take down stuff. I don't know. It's like an endless battle. At some point, I'm just going to go to all streaming and fuck everyone. And if you want to watch it, you can watch it there on
That's
my
why
site. And, you know, you're not going to be able to download it anymore. You just can't trust people. There are people that are members of my site now that they download every single video and they upload it as soon as I put it out there. So it's kind
right.
of...
They call it scraping.
Nice. We have to take your toys away.
But they call it scraping where they just go in and just remove everything and then just go put it elsewhere for free or torrents or whatever.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, it's like... That's why I say the future of porn is streaming. I think the future of porn, if it's already now, is live. It's live, live, live. And I think, but you can still
exactly.
copy stuff. But
you still record.
It's
yeah,
live.
But it's much more of a process than just coming in the site, ripping off everything you can and posting it for free. Yay.
You know.
Exactly. Like I said, guys, if you can't play nice, we're going to take all your toys away. So our next P word today is play. What do you do for play? Not just, you know, like you as a dumb, but like just
off
as a
camera.
Person. What do you
off camera?
What's playtime for you?
I don't know. There's not much playtime. It's a lot of
oh,
work time.
Oh, come on.
I travel a bit. I mean, I'm looking at going on an African safari. That'll be play.
Oh, ooh. That'll be exciting.
I'm jealous.
I want to go see lions.
I've always wanted to do safari. Always. Audrey's gone twice.
Oh, well, forget Audrey then for not sharing.
I know.
Two for her, none for us. I know.
And actually, she's going again. So, and she comes back with these really crappy pictures of really cool animals. And I'm always like, really? You could have brought me and I would have gotten better pictures and it would be more fun. And
Well, then, Dick, what is playtime for you?
Oh, playtime for me? Sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah, it's my favorite pastime.
You like to play in your dreams?
Sleep. I just want to sleep.
I don't know what playtime is for me lately. I'm just all work, no play. Makes Ash a dull, crabby girl.
It does. It's like
playtime is just, I think playtime is just when you can stop for a minute and kind of, I try to at least every day stop and say thank you and be grateful and then I move forward.
You know, playtime might have been cut out of my daily life once I left school, but I have not given up on nap time. Nap time is my favorite.
Really?
Nap time is so good.
What's the next word? Pussy? Is the next P word pussy?
Penis and pussy.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about which you prefer, what you love about both, and what you hate about both. So what do you like about genitalia? Penis first, then pussy.
Vote.
Vote.
I don't know. Kind of asexual these days. I look at so much damn penis and pussy. I need to put it on the back burner.
It's like you get to the point, you're just like, really? Really?
I'm burnt out on penis and pussy.
That's why I was just telling my doctor, I've been looking at pussy, I've been shooting for 40 years, and I keep saying, like, I always say a naked girl can show up with a flying pink elephant and say, I'm going to fuck this pink elephant while it flies around over your head, Chris. I'll be like, okay, give me 5 minutes. I'll get the camera. I won't even blink. It's like, okay, whatever.
So if you're not taking penis and you're not having pussy, does that mean you're playing with plastic? I'm really just trying to keep this pee theme going here, if you can't tell.
The plastic.
And is it pink? Or purple?
Pink?
Or purple?
So another word I had on here is pee. Do you have any like experience with pee? Do you have clients that like to get peed on? Do you do water sports stuff?
Yes, I've peed on hundreds and hundreds of men in my lifetime. I don't really do it anymore. It kind of grosses me out now. But there was a time when I really enjoyed it. And like if they tried to get a glimpse of my pussy, I'd just like piss right in their eye.
Do I need to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Oh my God, that is fantastic. I was just...
Have you ever been peed on?
No.
No, okay.
You know, I know a girl recently that got peed in. I didn't even think it was possible for some guys to pee with a boner, but apparently for James Dean it is. And Cody...
Really?
Cody claims he can do it too, but I don't want to find out.
Not a lot of control there.
And I was also watching this, you know that My Strange Addiction show? It was something like that. And there was this girl.
I saw the girl that ate scotch
tape.
That
was addicted to her own pee. She wore it as her perfume. It was sprayed all over her house. She would drink it.
Was that her name, Samantha Bentley?
Samantha Bentley.
Because I filmed Samantha. I was shooting her here on the floor and she's like, I got to pee. I said, go ahead. And she just peed. And then I kept on shooting and then she turned around and started licking it up. And I was like, okay, go, Samantha, go.
Oh my God, Samantha, well, like, you fucking foots bitch.
I know. So next time she kisses you, make sure that mouth is clean.
I'm going to be like, did you just pee?
Yeah.
Did you just pee? Yeah. Maybe she'll let me pee on her.
I bet she would.
Have you peed on anyone?
I have not peed on anyone yet. I had an old roommate that begged me to pee on her. She just loved being peed on. And she used to try to convince people all the time. Tori. You remember Tori Lux, right? Tori loves to be peed on. And I don't know why, but I'm kind of pee shy. Like, even when I do water sports videos, or like Aiden from Belladonna always gets, you know, pictures of girls peeing every time you shoot for him. And I'm always like, I have to think about it in my head and like kind of count down for myself to pee.
Yeah, I definitely am pee shy now. I used to be okay with it, but
I can sit on a
like
toilet.
I have to count something like in the room, like how many windows are in here? 1, 2.
Exactly.
Like, I have to get my head out of it to be able to do it.
Like I can sit on a toilet and pee in front of you, but you're not really like watching me pee. I look like I'm sitting
unless I'm drunk, and then I can pee wherever. Like that's fine.
Let's not bring.
One time I was in Cabo with a girlfriend of mine and we had a slave there with us and we came back to the condo so drunk and we pulled him out on the patio and there were all these like college kids having parties all around us and we just like lifted up our skirts and start like pissing on him tag team and everyone in the balconies they're all cheering.
God.
Yeah. I've
been peed on more than a few times that I.
Well, that's because Audrey has the bladder of an infant.
I know. No, she just drinks gallons of water. She pees.
She pees
Last time we got wastedly badly drunk, I woke up the next morning and everything was wet. The bed, and I looked at her and I said, "Did you pee on me last night?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, she goes, "The first time I was just too drunk to get up." And I go, "What about the second time?" She goes, "Well, I just was too tired to get up." I said, "So
you peed my bed because you were tired?"
She peed in my bed. I have a video of that. She just pees on everything and on all the time, everywhere.
You know what's really funny? I'm going to add another P word to this list. Princess. Because, you know, girls.
Pampers.
Pampers, you need to right? Get her some Pampers would be a great follow-up for that. But no, we're going to go with the word princess. Because girls like to be called different things. You're called Goddess Lexi, right?
Mistress Lexi.
Mistress now, Lexi. Yeah, now.
Formerly known as.
Formerly known as.
Goddess Lexi.
And, you know, I don't really know.
What's higher, goddess or mistress?
I don't really know what to even call myself. I like mistress just because it sounds like it has a little bit more class to it, I feel like. I mean, don't get me wrong. Goddess is a goddess. But maybe I just don't want to be worshipped
that I think
that
you're
much,
princess.
Or...
Yeah, goddess is kind of
But here's
dainty.
The funny part about princess. Back when I was a raver, this girl looked at me and she goes, because, you know, your first rave, what happens is you're given your name by someone who's there. It's kind of like, that's the way the tradition goes. And this girl looks at me and she goes, "Princess, your rave name is Princess." And I was like, oh, shit. Hell no, that's not going to fly. I'm not a fucking princess. So it was later actually changed to Hollywood, and that's how Ash Hollywood came about.
I thought you would say, and later it came to uppercut, because that's what I hit her with.
I think I hit her with a light later that day, because I was doing some light shows and just whacked her right across the head.
Oopsie.
Whoops.
Let me take this, my princess tiara, and stick it in your ass.
Princess, that's like the last...
There's like
mistress title I would give you. Yeah.
No. Exactly. No, not at all. So our last P word of the day is plugs. We're going to plug where everybody is at. No, guys, this is not the one that goes up your asses, even though it really seemed like it. Lexi, where can we find you and all your good stuff that you film?
We are at femdomempire.com and twitter.com/thefemdomempire.
And again, I am your wonderful and evil host, Ash Hollywood. You can find me at ashgirl.com, brought to you by Julie Land, or you can find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. Wow. Thank you guys so much. Dick, are you going to say bye this time?
Adios, amigos.